Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here's the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Minister Retno Marsudi officiates business training program for Palestinian refugees. Maritime and highway program boosts distribution of supplies. Now the news in detail. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi officiated a business training program for Palestinian refugees in Amman, Jordan on Tuesday. In her statement received by Antara News Agency on Wednesday, Minister Retno said that March 8 is International Women's Day. She wants to dedicate the day to Palestinian women for their role in peace and security. The program, with the team International Training of Trainers on Business Planning for Women in Refugee Camps, Women Empowerment to Achieve Sustainable Development Goals, is aimed at empowering the Palestinian women. She also said that some 30 people representing various institutions and organizations dealing with Palestinian refugees in Palestine and Jordan are taking part in the business training program, organized from March 5 to 8, 2019. Women play a crucial role in international development. She said Palestine is at the heart of Indonesian international politics. Palestinian and women empowerment issues are close to her heart. Maritime Highway Program, or locally called Toll Out, has managed to boost the distribution of supplies over the last 3 years. Citing data from the Statistics Indonesia BPS, Director General of Sea Transportation at the Transportation Ministry, Wisnu Handoko, as quoted by Jakarta Post in Jakarta, has recently said that in 2015, the nationwide distribution of supplies was recorded at 238 million tons, while in 2018, the figure rose to 279 million tons. The Toll Out program has progressed significantly, contributing to the increase of national distribution. Wisnu also said that the government encourages the program operator to transport goods not only from port to port but also to locations closer to customers. He said that his side will help achieve the government target of lowering prices so that goods are more affordable, in cooperation with the Nusantara Maritime Research Institute, MARIND. Indonesian Sugarcane Farmer Association, APTRI, representatives met President Joko Widodo in Jakarta on Tuesday to seek price certainty for sugar produced by farmers, which usually decline during the harvest and milling seasons. As quoted by JakartaPost.com, head of the APTRI Supervisory Council Arun Sabil said in Crazy Chap on Wednesday that APTRI only wants price certainty for palm sugar before the milling season. It also wants certainty on the purchase volume of sugar from farmers based on the result of the survey by an independent team assigned by the government. In his meeting with the APTRI's representative, President Joko Widodo was accompanied by Minister of Agriculture Andi Amran Sulaiman and Presidential Chief of Staff Muldoko. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno affirmed that the current condition of the state-owned enterprises is getting stronger, along with the growing performance. She views that the conclusion is reflected in the performance reports of the state-owned enterprises throughout 2018. She explained Jakarta on Wednesday that asset profits, equity, capital expenditure, up to contribution to the state revenue and expenditure budget in the form of taxes, non-tax state revenues, and dividends also rose significantly. Minister Rini assessed that the positive performance would be maintained and improved so that the state-owned companies could continue to serve the country, becoming agents of development focused on improving the welfare of the people. Unit Manager of Communication and CR MOR1 at PT Pertamina, Robby Herfindo, predicts Indonesia will run out of oil reserve by the year 2030 based on the country's current 3.3 billion barrels reserved. As quoted by Tempo.co, Robby in a written statement on Wednesday said that Pertamina's fuel consumption continues to rise to 1.6 million barrels each day. In North Sumatra, the fuel consumption in 2018 increased 3.5% compared to 2017. Robby reduced that efficient energy consumption is needed to conserve Indonesian energy sources, operational and efficient use of energy. PT Pertamina hoped that it will spark the awareness to conserve energy, surely without reducing energy uses that are truly needed. For conservation, PT Pertamina replaced the use of refrigerant R22 with Musicool, which is more environmentally friendly, and it produced savings up to 890 million rupiah at the MOR1. The state-run energy company also applied microhydro technology that managed to produce 1,095 kilowatt and every 6 months. The last item, Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati has said that her ministry will investigate tax and import duties of all imported books sold at the 2019 Big Bad Wolf BBW exhibition from March 1 to 11 in Jakarta. As quoted by JakartaPost.com, recently Minister Sri said that she had yet to make a conclusion on the status of import income tax, value-added tax, and import duties of imported books exhibited and sold at the popular event. Meanwhile, the Minister of Customs and Excise Director General Heru Pambudi stated that he would check whether the books displayed at the event complied with the regulations. Taxes vary from books. Science-related books, for example, may be exempt from taxes. This is stipulated in the 2013 circular issued by the Customs and Excise Director General. The circular also rules income taxes and VAT exemption from textbook, scripture, and religious textbooks. That's news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia. In total, 16 parties will participate in the election on a national level, plus 4 participating only in Aceh. They are National Awakening Party, Great Indonesian Movement Party, Indonesian Democratic Party of Struggle, Party of the Functional Groups, Democratic National Party, Indonesian Transformation Movement Party, Working Party, Prosperous Justice Party, Indonesian Unity Party, United Development Party, Indonesian Solidarity Party, National Mandate Party, People's Conscience Party, Democratic Party, Crimson Star Party, and Indonesian Justice and Unity Party. In addition, 4 local parties will also compete in Aceh to contest seats in the provincial and municipal councils. They are Aceh Party, Independent Voice of the Acehese Party, Aceh Regional Party, and Aceh Nangro Party.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is The Meaning of Nyepi Day or Silence Day. On Tuesday, 7 March, Hindus in Indonesia, especially in Bali, celebrate Nyepi Day or the Day of Silence as a celebration of Wanasaka 1941, which refers to Lontar Sundarigama and Sanghyang Ali Swandala. If we look at the beginning of its history, the celebration of Wanasaka is a word between ethnic groups in India. At the time, one of the tribes' final spirit of peace, tolerance, and brotherhood amid chaos. The ruler at the time used the name of the tribe to be enshrined in the dating of its history, with the intention of the existence of peace and brotherhood between tribes in his region. It's also the same on Nyepi Day in Bali, which takes time to unite one Saka on the same day. Nyepi Day, especially for Bali Island, is an attraction itself, not only as a tourist destination but also togetherness, harmony and tolerance among religious people in Indonesia. Amid the diversity of ethnic groups and cultures that exist, every celebration of religious holidays becomes a meaning of tolerance and peace in Indonesia. All elements of the nation must embody the meaning of Pancasila, the five basic principle of Indonesia, which is the inspirational essence of the teachings of the Indonesian nation, which is implied in the celebration of the peace of religious community. Although Nyepi itself is almost similar to China's New Year for China's ethnic, which is a cultural ritual, the core meaning of Nyepi Day contains strong religious values in Hindu culture and customs, especially for the Balinese and some Tengger residents who are the remnants of the Majapahit community who exiled to Mountain Tengger Bromo in East Java. Ahead of the celebration of Nyepi Day in Bali, many rituals and parades are held, and these activities are enlivened with the peak of Nyepi event. The event held in Bali attracts domestic and foreign tourists to witness and experience the ritual activities that have been preserved by Balinese people for hundreds of years. Hopefully, the meaning of Nyepi Day can be the spirit of Indonesian people to be more advanced, peaceful, and more respectful in various differences through tolerance amid the heated atmosphere of litigation 2019. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with an event which occurred on March 7, 1967. The Provisional People's Consultative Assembly, MPRS, revoked the mandate of First President Sukarno. Sukarno, who was born in Blitar, East Java, on June 6, 1901, was Indonesia's first president who served during the period 1945 to 1966. He played an important role to liberate Indonesia from the Dutch colonial rule. He was also the one who set Indonesia's national philosophy Pancasila. He proclaimed the independence of Indonesia together with Mohammed Hatta on August 17, 1945. Sukarno signed the decree of March 11, 1966, based on the version issued by the Army headquarters, which commissioned Lieutenant General Suharto to secure and maintain the security of the country and the institution of the presidency. It was the basis for Lieutenant General Suharto to dissolve the Communist Party of Indonesia, PKI, and replace its members who sit in parliament. After being rejected by the Provisional People's Consultative Assembly, MPRS, at a public hearing on March 7, 1967, Sukarno was dismissed from his post as president during the special session of MPRS. In the same year, Suharto was appointed acting president of the Republic of Indonesia. Sukarno died in Jakarta on June 21, 1970, at the age of 69 years. We turned to an event of the death of Papua Unity Fighter into the territory of Indonesia, Silas Papare. Silas Papare is the national hero of Indonesia. In December 1945, with his friends, he tried to influence the youth in West Irian, who were members of the Battalion of Papua, to launch a rebellion. The insurgency plan were failed for twice, while he was arrested and imprisoned in Serui. In October 1949, Silas Papare formed the Irian Struggle Association, which was aimed to assist the Indonesian government to free West Irian from the Dutch colonial, as well as to unite it with the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia. On May 1, 1963, West Irian officially became the territory of the Republic of Indonesia. The name of West Irian was later changed to Irian Jaya. On March 7, 1978, Silas Papare died at the age of 54 years. And the last item from March 7, 2007, Garuda Indonesia skids off the runway at Adi Sucipto Airport, Yogyakarta. Garuda Indonesia flight number GA200 flight Jakarta-Yogyakarta exploded when stuck while landing on March 7, 2007 at Adi Sucipto Airport in Yogyakarta. The plane was flying from Soekarno-Hatta, Jakarta, carrying 133 passengers, one pilot, one co-pilot, and five crew members. It was also carrying 19 foreign nationals, among others from Japan, Brunei Darussalam, and 8 Australian journalists who were covering the visit of Australian Foreign Minister Alexander Downer in Yogyakarta. Witnesses said the fire was triggered by the explosion of the front tires on landing, so it spread to the fuselage. As a result of the explosion of the plane, 22 passengers were killed. Well, listener, that was Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Dalam dua matamu,
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. In today's Indonesian Wonder, I will present you a topic about Melasti ritual in Bali. On March 7, 2019, all Hindus celebrate Nyepi holiday or the Day of Silence. Nyepi is a Hindu New Year celebration based on the Chaka calendar. Unlike the celebration of the New Year, the Saka New Year in Bali begins with silence. All the activities are restricted. However, before Nyepi was held, there were several rituals carried out by Hindus, especially in Bali. One of them is the Melasti ritual. Thousands of Hindus in Bali began the Melasti ritual on last Monday, March the 4th. Melasti is a ritual to cleanse and purify sacred objects spiritually. Ahead of Nyepi 1941 Saka year, which activities are carried out on a number of beaches in Bali. Melasti ritual is performed before or 3 days ahead of the Tawur Kesanga ritual. Tawur Kesanga is a holy ritual a day before the celebration of the Nyepi holiday. This Melasti ritual is a tradition of Hindus who have been practiced in Indonesia for generations. As I said before, Melasti aims to purify the sacred objects from Patima in the temple. The purification of objects is a symbol of the greatness of Ida Sang Widiwasa, or the God of Almighty. Melasti ritual is held spiritually every year to source springs. Both beaches and water sources in the mountains depending on the proximity of the spring. When the Melasti ritual is held, Hindu people since the morning have walked hand in hand while carrying offerings to the spring. Throughout the trip, in each Pakraman village, the Hindus perform prayer to ask for the salvation of humankind and the universe. Melasti is also accompanied by traditional Balinese gamelan instrument, namely Gong Bali Ganjur and Kidung Wargasari. The gamelan accompany the holy verses songs quoted from the Vedic teachings. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Melasti Ritual in Bali. See you on our next edition of Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Miss Leni. The topic for today is Indonesian wins ASEAN eSports. Indonesian youth contributed new achievement for the country in the ASEAN eSports competition. In the tournament entitled PES Southeast Asian Finals 2019 in Bangkok, Thailand, Indonesian team won the first place after defeating 32 delegates from 8 participating countries in Southeast Asian region. Indonesia sent 4 delegates in the tournament, namely Rizky Faidan from Bandung, Romi Hadiwijaya from Banjarmasin, Elga Cahya Putra from Palembang, and Ardi Agunugroho from Lampung. The 4 delegates were chosen after they joined the national selection in the Liga 1 PES, which was held on 16 until 17 February 2019. The competition brought together 25 best gamers from various regions across Indonesia, such as Jakarta, Java, Sumatra, Borneo, Sulawesi, East Nusa Tenggara, and West Nusa Tenggara. Rizky Faidan won the first place in the PES Finals 2019. Rizky, who was named the wonder, is recorded to be the youngest participant. He is 15 years old. He is known to be a competitive fast athlete in international level. Before winning PES Finals 2019, Rizky had become the finalist and winner of international PES competition for several times. When he was 13 years old, Rizky was able to participate in the national PES competitions. He also won the PES Finals 2016 in Hanoi, Vietnam, and PES Finals 2018 in Malaysia. Well, listener, that was Miss Leni about Indonesian winning in PES Final 2019. See you on the next one. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Senyumanmu masih jelas terkenang, hadir selalu, seakan tak mau hilang dariku. Oh, dariku. Takkan mudah ku bisa melupakan segalanya yang telah terjadi di antara kau dan aku, di antara kita berdua. Ini tak ada terdengar kabar dari dirimu. Kini kau telah menghilang jauh dari diriku. Semua tinggal cerita antara kau dan aku. Namun cintaku padamu tak pernah padam, tak pernah padam, takkan mudah ku bisa melupakan segalanya yang telah terjadi di antara kau dan aku, di antara kita berdua. Oh, ini tak ada
tapi cintaku padamu tak pernah padam. Oh no, tak pernah padam. Api cintaku padamu, oh, 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 yeah. Kini tak ada terdengar kabar dari dirimu. Kini kau telah menghilang jauh dari diriku. Semua tinggal cerita antara kau dan aku. Kamu satu yang belum engkau tahu. Cintaku padamu tak pernah padam, tak pernah padam.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I will bring you a song by Meriam Belina. Meriam Belina is known as an actress in Indonesia's entertainment until nowadays. In fact, she is not only good in acting but also in singing. She has released quite a lot of albums. The first album, titled Symphony Rindu, or The Symphony of Longing, was released in 1983. The leading song in this album is the same title with the album Symphony Rindu. The song was created and arranged by Panca F. Pondang, an Indonesian renowned songwriter and musician. The song tells the strains of sad symphony that increasingly add to sadness. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Symphony Rindu by Meriam Belina.
Di sini di pemalingan aku sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Dia tak hanya di dalam mimpi.
It's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter at VOI Indonesia and send us email on voi@voinews.id.